Welcome to another edition of Future Leeds. Today we're going to be talking about Leeds as a destination, and we'll be discussing it with Holly Cuthbert, an events producer in Leeds. So this is Future Leeds. This episode is Destination Leeds, and I'm joined with Polly. Polly, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Gosh, what a question. Everything. So I work for Leeds Bid as their events coordinator, but also I'm a freelance producer in the city. So I work for Compass Festival, but also for Leeds Bid. I'm jack of all trades and work for the festival, Leeds International Festival, and do all sorts of crazy things for Leeds Bid, like run their dinosaur trail and help with the Summer in the City programme, which is all about wellness and mindfulness and things. So it's, and I've just started, so I'm very fresh and very new, but that's me.
Yeah, well, perfect. So we might as well jump into it. You mentioned dinosaurs.
Yes.
As you do, work with dinosaurs.
Absolutely. Just a standard Monday evening, thinking about dinosaurs and where they'll go in the city.
So tell us a little bit more about this then.
So the Dinosaur Trail is a collection of dinosaurs. Of course, they are sort of moving and they're all over different shopping centres in Leeds. So there's one in Trinity, I think there's a T-Rex in Trinity, there's one in the Merrion Centre. They're all over, and it's a big trail for kids over the summer. So it starts on the 27th of July and runs for the entire summer, and you can do a trail around all the different shopping centres with the dinosaurs in, collect your stamp for visiting the dinosaurs, and be quite scared, I think, by the toothy grins from the dinosaurs.
So we do some work down at Leeds Market, and I believe they're on the
trail.
Yes,
they are. So they are on the trail, yeah.
And they were telling us about this. These aren't small dinosaurs, are they?
No, they're not small dinosaurs. They are, I mean, life-size, I think.
Is it life-size, then?
I mean, I don't want to say that they're life-size and they're not, but I think they are very, very large. And I don't know if you remember last year in Trinity, there was a massive T-Rex.
Yes.
It's the same kind of scale again for them.
And these move?
They do move.
And make noises?
Yes. So I think that there are two... Maybe I don't want to get the dinosaur names wrong.
I know, this is dangerous.
I know. But there are two smaller dinosaurs who will be in a cage and sort of will jump out and bite you, or not bite you, but move forward and things in Trinity as well. I think it's quite exciting. Because I don't think I've ever seen a dinosaur like that, apart from like in the Natural History Museum, but
yeah.
They're still kind of...
These are out in the wild.
Yeah, they're outside, yeah.
So why?
In Leeds, we're a child-friendly city, but I think that there sometimes families struggle, apart from shopping and going to cafes and maybe to the museum, struggle for things to do that's more of an activity and an activity that's free. So I think that this is really wonderful because it gets you out. It might be a break, you know, an hour's break from shopping, and that kids can find quite boring. So you can go and do this little trail, you can pop into the shops, and also you're walking around, and if the weather's nice, that's a bit of exercise as well, if you have to run from Merrion to the market and maybe to the Corn Exchange and things like that. And it's about educating kids about dinosaurs as well. It's just a fun summer activity, I think, that I think the kids are quite lucky to have.
So these events that are happening over the summer and beyond, this isn't just a case of someone thinking, oh, this would be a nice event to put on.
No, I think it's all about wellness, and with the dinosaurs as well, it's about having a chance to spend time with your family and maybe, you know, do something that's not on a computer. And we spend so much of our lives sitting at desks and on our screens and on our phones just scrolling. So it's nice to actually just get out. So part of the Summer in the City programme, although it is on a screen, is the showing the Wimbledon.
Yeah.
But that's outside on the deck chairs. You might be with your friends. If it's a lovely day, it's a real social occasion. And if it gets you out of the office, that's really special as well. Because I think we spend so much time worrying about work when actually there's so much more to life than what you do on a computer.
Of course. So you're still working at Compass now?
Yes.
As well as working at Leeds Bid now as well.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Compass and their focus.
So Compass is a live art festival that runs every other year. So they've just had their most recent festival in 2018 in sort of November time. And they animate the city and they allow participants to sort of see the city in different ways. So there was a project called Waterborne, which was on the water taxi at Leeds Dock by an artist called French and Mottishead. And they create sound journeys. So you go on the water taxi, you drive out into the onto the canal, you pop on headphones, and you listen to how your body would decay in the water, which sounds quite gip-worthy and sounds like horrific, but it's so calming and so peaceful because it's so scientific the way it's described. It's really beautiful. And the weekend that we did it in November was a really cold weekend, but it was so still, and you had wildlife flying by, so you saw herons and kingfishers and everything, and it was just like, you felt really at one with nature. And I'd never been on the water taxi. I'd never gone out that way anyway, because the water taxi doesn't go. So it went down the River Aire rather than back up into the city.
Right.
So it was really expanding your vision of what Leeds is like and what's there. Because I don't, when I think of Leeds, I don't think of it full of kingfishers and herons.
Yeah, so I think that's really interesting. So the purpose of this is destination Leeds. Mm-hmm. This is either or people that are from Leeds, that work in Leeds, that maybe aren't spending the time in Leeds, or maybe seeing the things you've just said there, or further afield, those people that are planning a trip and thinking, let's go up to Leeds for a weekend. And I think you talked about the water taxi there. So do you know about the water taxi?
I mean, I know about it now. I feel like I have a lot more knowledge about it, but before I didn't really at all.
So this is at the train station. When you come out of the train station, take you to the Royal Armouries, free.
Yeah.
And there's two of them, little yellow taxis that go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it really does show you a different...
Yeah, completely. Like,
side of Leeds.
I mean, some people use it as their commute, don't they? And that's amazing. Imagine getting on a boat every day to go to work. It's incredible. And the fact that it is free is really special.
Yeah. So, are you from Leeds?
I'm from York.
You're from York.
I am a northerner. Yeah. And I have,
you qualify.
And I mean, like, my first like theatre experiences were in Leeds and things like that. So it's a really special city for me. Anyway.
So what used to excite you about Leeds and coming into Leeds?
I think as a teenager, there were loads of gigs. I mean, there still are, but there were loads of gigs going on that I was interested in. So I go to places like The Wardrobe, The O2 Academy, Brudenell Social Club. They were really exciting. And I think when you're a teenager and trying to be that like edgy cool thing, like teenage angst, going to the Brudenell Social Club was like, this is a really cool thing to do, like in the belly of Hyde Park and things. But also because I mean my training is in theatre, so the Playhouse and City Varieties and places like that were really, really special to me, and have always loved the Playhouse so much and everything they do. And every year my family go and see a Christmas show at the Playhouse. So, and of course, coming to study theatre at Leeds, that was really special because I had a sort of almost a relationship with this theatre, and then I was able to come and study there and build those connections where I could potentially work at the Playhouse or work with the people who work at the Playhouse and things. So that's been really important. And I think Leeds' cultural scene is really thriving and has amazing theatre. And of course, the Playhouse is being redone and has changed its branding as well, but then it's got all its dance history as well. I'm not a dancer. I've never been able to dance or do point or anything like that, but they've got Yorkshire Dance and there's Northern Ballet and of course the Opera House as well. But just feel like there's a lot to choose from if you have that theatre background. So I was quite lucky to come and study and be in all the theatre scene as well.
And now time's passed and you're no longer that teenager looking for those kids at Brundell. What now? Like, how have you seen it evolve and what do you get excited about happening in Leeds now?
I love all the quirky, like maybe if it's a quirky like club night or if it's a quirky like art night. I love the stuff that Compass does, and even though I work for them, I'm biased, but before I worked for them, I think the stuff that they were doing in Leeds Market, so they did a something called Personal Shopper, where you had a tour of the market, and I had a sort of a talk from the fishmongers and learned how to gut a crab, I think. So it was stuff like that that I've never experienced before, but that Leeds was really receptive to. And I think as well with the International Festival, it's something that is bringing the city alive. So it might be a weird, like a queer night in like Live Art Bistro that you can go to, or it might be a big inflatable cube erecting itself in at the Tetley. But it's stuff that people are like, all right, that's a bit of Leeds, isn't it? And I like that people are excited that weird things can happen.
Yeah,
that's what I really like.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think there's not the norm, is there?
No,
it's an ever evolving scene and
yeah.
And things. But you did talk about Lyft there.
Yes.
So you're involved in Lyft now.
Yes.
So how have you got involved in Lyft, and what's next for Lyft?
So I, in the most recent festival, was the festival coordinator. So I helped Gemma, the festival director, to deliver the festival essentially in the coming weeks. So I started with 4 weeks to go till the festival, and it just took off, and we just got ready, and it was all the logistics and everything. But the festival itself was amazing for me because it was such a large, it was the biggest thing I've ever done as a producer, for it to be so large scale and for it to be international and for you know, everyone to come and see the festival. And we had things from Daniel Avery doing a light installation at the Corn Exchange, from an event called Sex Tapes, and it was just a real eclectic mix that's like showcased the city's talent from in Leeds and then beyond. So now the festival's over and I've had a chance to have a sleep, it's now time for the open call, which we did last year. So that's a call out for artists and thinkers and innovators, comedians, to come and say, hey, we've got this idea, can we be a part of your festival? And so that has been released, and we're just excited and waiting for people to get involved with it.
So I probably wasn't fully aware that was the process, that this is very much a call out to people in and around Leeds. If you've got an idea to put on an event, a performance, you know, at what point, how far down the line do you need to be of this being a solid idea at this point?
Well, I think that it's always worth coming and speaking to the festival team. And we do have surgeries that we will be doing, sort of drop-in sessions for you to ask questions. But to be honest, I think that we've had such an eclectic mix of artists who are early on in their career or who are really well established, that it doesn't matter where you are in that point, because if you have an idea and that you think that it could be a part of this festival, there's nothing that's stopping you from putting it forward. I think that if you are able to think up potentially what it might look like or how you might do it, I think that's a good starting point for any idea. Because I mean, like we keep saying, that you can have an idea over your porridge oats in the morning and it could spiral from there. So I think I wouldn't ever want to restrict anybody to be like, oh, my idea isn't that developed, because I think just come and have a chat.
And then there's time to develop it.
Absolutely, because it's a collaboration between the festival and the artists, and I think that's what's really special about it, because we want to lift people up so they can imagine their dreams. Let your dreams be dreams. Yeah, exactly.
And that is the whole premise of Lyft, is it not? Is showcasing local talent with talent from around the world.
Yeah, completely. And those ideas and innovation that... Yeah, we can just showcase those ideas and innovation.
Brilliant. Let's change scene a little bit and let's talk food and drink.
Yes. My favourite thing.
This is a good point. Is Leeds a good place for food and drink?
Absolutely. It's one of the best, I think. Leeds is wonderful for food, and there's so many independent businesses. I think I saw a tweet the other day from Lanes, who were like, just want to do a shout saying that we're still an independent coffee shop, we're still independently run and loving it and doing really well. And I think it's like that. So you have Lanes and you have Friends of Ham and places that are really exciting, and also I don't know, I think again it's that thing about Leeds supporting people coming from the city and being like, we've got this really cool thing that's wonderful and we want to make really tasty food and we want to drink really lovely wine, and that's, and people are like, yeah, we really like that. So I think one of my favourite places to go is definitely Belgrave of all of them, but I think that it's just a really cool, again, it's another music venue, but it's just a really cool place. And when the sun is shining out on the roof terrace, it's really wonderful.
With the sheds, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that you've summarised it for me. Obviously, there are the places, the staple dining restaurants in and out, which you'd expect in any city centre. But I think the character comes from those independents, the Wunderbus, the ones that just bring something else. A different experience.
Yeah, completely.
They're changing all the time.
Yeah.
And I do think it is from this. People like to give the startup a try.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have really cool things like Leeds Indie Food, which celebrates that.
Mm.
And also the Eat North event every Saturday is really great because that is a whole load of different food vendors coming in to Sheep's Car. And it's just really great because you get to try loads of food. I ate my body weight in raclette like 3 weekends ago.
In what, sorry?
In raclette.
Well, I have no idea.
You know, it's like melted cheese.
Okay.
I hope I'm saying that right. But yeah, it's like French.
Right.
And melted cheese.
Sounds good.
It's absolutely delicious. Yeah. Cheese and heat, yeah. And like the little gherkins you get. And I could eat, again, my body weight in gherkins every day. I've once ate an entire jar of cornichons, which is not...
Did you really?
It's not my proudest moment, but I think it's quite impressive.
It's very impressive.
Definitely.
I was looking at Leeds Indie Food Festival, and that actually came about from a Kickstarter campaign, the original concept behind it, which was obviously someone going and seeing how these smaller establishments could maybe work together to get themselves on the map. And I kind of that kind of summarises the excitement, you know, that we are prepared to back the underdog a little bit.
Yeah. I think Leeds is all about the underdog. I think that that's something really that they really celebrate. And I am. I don't know, I can't speak for all of Leeds, but I love an underdog.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
There's got to be a story, hasn't there?
Definitely. No, I think that's maybe the theatre, like my like romantic side. It's like, there's got to be some deep meaning here. There's got to be a lovely little message behind it. But yeah, so.
So that's eating, coming in with friends. What about those nights where you want to get dolled up and you want to come in and you want to have a drink? And where do you go?
I mean, all over. I went to Roland's last night for the first time, just for a drink after work, and that was really, really lovely, and great wine glasses, and I know that you can't merit a place on the glass you drink out of, but I'm going to. Yeah, I think there it was really nice and just felt really relaxed, and I think, and obviously Domino Club is really wonderful, and it feels so special and so secret. And then something pops up, like you might have reggae or you might have jazz, and that's really special. And they do, I think it's every first Sunday of the month, something called the Sunday Practice. They did an event at Leeds International Festival, but that's a spoken word evening. So you can go and have a drink and listen to spoken word. I mean, Leeds International Festival opened my eyes to lots of things going on, but that, I think, particularly at the Domino Club, is really special.
Mm.
Wap and Take is also really special on Kirkgate, and I think that area is quite up and coming as well, and they're about to pump loads of money into it, so I think that's a really exciting place. But also because it feels really friendly, and it's nice beer, and that's just what you need, and you can just go on a Saturday night and have a nice time.
You did say something about the element of... secrecy, you know, like not knowing somewhere, like it's your own
like
little,
a speakeasy.
Like these things are happening, and it's like when you discover them, it's kind of special for you. And and obviously if we talk fine dining, we've got Michael O'Hare's Man Behind the Curtain.
Yes,
have you
course.
Been to this
no before? I haven't. I wish. I've sort of, well, I'm in front of the curtain, not behind the curtain. terrible joke. No, I haven't been, but I've heard wonderful things.
But even that, it's hidden away.
Yeah,
you
completely.
Would not know this is there.
No.
And then I did a little bit of research around this kind of secret scene in Leeds, and if there was a bit more to it. And Barnum & Me at the markets,
the
food.
It's so secret, I don't even know it.
Okay, well, it's fantastic. It really is fantastic. Really worth trying. They have a secret menu. So again, only if you are aware of these things can you go and order secret food from
them.
So
do you ask for the secret menu?
You have to say what it is that you want, and I won't say the things because I don't want it to be totally there, but you've got to do a bit of research to find out what these things are. And Smoke Shack?
Yes.
Have a secret cocktail menu?
Oh, right.
Are you aware of this?
No.
Okay, so they have a secret spy menu. So if you go, and I will give this one away, and say to the bartender, shake and not stirred, he will produce a different menu for you.
That's amazing.
And all the cocktails are named after famous spies.
That's incredible. Wow. Maybe I'll have to go there this weekend.
Well, that's the stuff that excites me.
Yeah, completely. But it's that thought about what might be exciting and that feels really exclusive. Because as well, East Parade Social have their roof terrace, but you can only get in with a code if you like find it, so it might be on their Instagram story or it might be on like in a comment or something.
No,
and I really like that
because that's brilliant.
Yeah, it makes it more exclusive, and I mean I think East Parade Social is great, and I think also the staff there are really wonderful as well, but that is what is really special about it, because it's like, oh, have you got the code for East Parade Social? Yeah, I do. I've got it, and it changes every week, so it's not the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, yeah.
I think for anybody that's coming to Leeds, and I don't have the answer to this, but and thinking, what are we going to do, where are we going to go? It is about exploring and finding these things for yourself. And
you've got to make your own experiences, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think it's certainly not a city where you go to the landmarks. You know, I must see that.
No.
It's something where you've got to come and spend a few hours finding some things, experiencing some things.
Definitely.
Anybody listening that's thinking, oh, maybe we will go to Leeds this weekend, what would be your advice for them coming to get the most out of Leeds?
Oh, it's such a big question. I'd definitely check out what is on at the theatre or what is on at Hyde Park Picture House, because I think that's a really special place. Although it's not in the city centre, you have to take a bit of a walk, but there's some cool things as you go up towards Hyde Park, like cool cafes. As well, I'd definitely see what's on at the Picture House. I'd investigate what sort of food you like, and definitely take a trip to Bundabust, 100%. I guess, like we said, it's about exploring your options, and I think it's about going and finding something that you're really excited about, because Leeds is probably excited about it too.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
So, events coming up that you're excited about?
So, I'm really excited about Compass Festival's exhibition of 1,000 Handshakes. So, 1,000 Handshakes was a event that took place during the 2018 festival, where in Leeds bus station, strangers were invited to shake hands, but you have a bit of clay in the palm of your hand. So, as you go to shake the other person's hand, you create a really unique like mold of that moment.
Yeah.
So they, over the duration of the festival, they collected 1,000 handshakes, and they have now been fired. So we're displaying them on Cookridge Street in the Leeds Bid shipping containers, and we're inviting the people who had those handshakes back to see if they can find their handshake.
And the same people that had the handshakes to come and see. Oh, that's cool, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So it's a real, and like it's really exciting because it's such an interesting thing to have captured, because you, when you meet somebody, you don't have a tangible thing. You don't have a physical thing that from meeting somebody ever. You only have that connection if you have one. So that's really interesting. And if it's strangers, especially in the bus station, which is such a interesting place to be, and there's all kinds of people in there. So that's really exciting.
I wonder if any of those handshakes that might have been strangers have gone on to form friendships or relationships.
I hope so.
When were the handshakes done?
That was in November of 2018.
Okay. So nobody have been married yet, though, don't
they? Maybe. I mean, shotgun wedding.
Any kids would be a bit of a push.
Yeah, they would. Can you imagine from a handshake? We'd hope so.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. So, and then coming up later in the year, Light Night.
Yes.
Light Night. Have you been to Light Night before?
Yes, I love Light Night. I think it's really, really Cool.
So explain what you've seen of Light Night previously.
So I have seen all sorts from Light Night. I've actually worked on a project with Light Night. I worked on a project called Out of Hours, which was in the old Leeds Library, the oldest library in Leeds, and it was a sort of a ghost tour, and it was, there was a cool little light installation in the foyer of the old Leeds Library, yeah. But it's also just an eclectic mix of wonderful light-based artwork. And so there are things on the Queen's Hotel, where there was a big dragon this year, which I thought was great. And if you're a kid, can you imagine how wonderful that would be?
Well, I do need to talk about that. So I have got two kids.
Oh.
And one of them would be five when we saw it last year. Oh, my goodness. It was petrifying.
Oh, really?
Like, in a really good way. Like, how they did this is beyond belief.
The flames.
So the real flames. I don't want to spoil it in case they do it again this year, but it's something you really just got to see. And I know a few people filmed it, but it just didn't do it justice at all.
Not at all.
Rise of the Phoenix, I think the installation was called. And it's just amazing that they can do these.
I know. It's really special. And that it's a free artwork for everybody, and that, you know, if you don't know about Light Night, on those evenings, if you were walking through the city, you would stumble upon it, and it's not ever ticketed, it's just literally something you can stand and watch, and I think that that's really special, because it means that it's really inclusive, and I think it's really special.
I think it is. I think all these events are in very eclectic fashion, just trying to get people in the city,
enjoying
the city, spending time together, young and old alike,
exactly,
kind of.
And what is camaraderie if it's not watching a light installation in the pouring rain in
exactly.
the city centre? Like, everybody's got to come together somehow, don't they? And if rain can't do it, what else can?
Polly, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This has been an absolute pleasure. So, and best of luck with the new role.
Thank you.
And Leeds International Festival. And I can't wait to see what comes through the open call. So, thank you.
Thank you.